धवलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So we learned the first shloka of Pratasmarana Stotram. So which spoke about Smarami or Shravanam. So the next shloka gives about Mananam, as to how to do Mananam. Shravanam was with respect to defining Brahman as Brahmasatyam, Brahman as Sachidanandam, and Jagat as Mithya Namarupam. So I am Nacha Bhuta Sangaha, I am not the Bhuta Sangaha, I am not Mithya Jagat, I am not Namarupam, I am the Samsphurat Atma Tattvam, I am the Samsphurat Atma Tattvam, which is Sachit Sukham in nature, which is Anandam in nature, and that will fulfill the purpose of life. Janma Safalyam will happen if we are able to do that. So negating Namarupam, Jagan Mithya, and then Brahma Satyam, and asserting that Jivo Brahmaiva, that I am that Brahmanaham Brahma Asmi. So that is just listening to the truth, or just Shravanam. So that is Smaranam, or I am just Smarami, I remember Brahman. So just remembering Brahman is not enough. Remembering that fire will burn is not enough. We have to have the intellectual conviction, strong conviction that fire will definitely burn. In order to get the strong conviction, we need to also have mananam, or logical assertion, logical analysis we have to do. And if somebody doubts as to whether logical assertion is really required, because some schools of Advaita Vedanta say that Shravanam alone is enough, mananam and adhyasanam is angam, part of Shravanam, and some say it's not. Krishna says, Vimrishya etat asheshena. The end of Gita, he says that Vimrishya etat asheshena. Asheshena, without any doubt or without anything left over, means holistic, completely. Vimrishya etat. Etat, this jnanam has to be analyzed. Vimarshanam. Vimarshanam means discussing pros and cons, discussing the positive and the negative approach, or discussing as to whether this is right or whether this is wrong. Discussing that this is right, the ways to assert that this is right, as well as the ways in which we can or we can try to disprove, so that our proof becomes more strong. So that is required in Vedanta. Just Shravanam is not enough. Just remembering that the fire will burn is not enough. We need to assert, do logical assertion, else someday after many years, We will come to doubt that fire will burn. When we see Mahatmas like Amma and others, maybe some Siddhas doing magic or Siddhis with fire, they eating fire and all, we will doubt, oh, will fire really burn? Let me put my hand and see. So that's what we will do, and we will burn ourselves. Therefore, it is essential to do logical analysis which alone can give us the strong intellectual conviction. Once that intellectual conviction is there, then finally we just have to offer ourselves or nididhyasanam. So bhajami is the second thing. Mananam means bhajami, I do bhajanam. Bhajanam or bhakti means completely matparaha. Krishna says in many places matparaha or tatparaha. Many places, or Shraddhaya Parayopetaha. Strong conviction, or this is true, I'll follow it. That is called bhajanam, which can be achieved only through mananam or logical analysis. And once that is done, namami, namaskaram. Namaskaram means, Chinmaya says that namaskaram comes from agnaye idam na mama. Na mama became namaha. Na mama, mama means mine, na, not mine, means nama, namaha. So namaskaram means not mine, which means a sense of complete offering, or atma nivedanam, aspect of bhakti, completely offering. That is what is Nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam is Aham Brahmasmi. I offer myself completely to Brahman. I don't need to do Shravanam or Mananam. I don't need to remember Brahman because I don't have to remember Brahman because I am trying to always remember Brahman. I have gone one step. First step is remembering Brahman. Second is Bhajanam. Bhajanam means being convinced of remembering Brahman. And the third is constantly remembering Brahman. So I remember Brahman. I am convinced about Brahman, but I forget at some time. Therefore, I have to do Nididhyasanam. I have to do Namaskaram, offer myself onto Brahman, which means constantly worshipping Brahman. If we do that, that is called Moksha. That is what is the state of Purna Anandam. So that is what we have to. So the second step, Mananam, is as important as Shravanam. So this particular shloka, the second shloka, Bhajami is the word here used by Shankara. So Smarami, Bhajami and Namami. Namaskaram. So Smaranam, Bhajanam and Namaskaram. Equivalent of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. So this shloka is set in the Raga Athana. The shloka goes like this. Pratar bhajami manasa vachasamagamyam vacho vibhanti nikilaya danugrahena yanneti neti vachanair nigama avochan tam deva deva majamachyutamahuragriyam. So pratar bhajami manasa vachasa. Manasa vachasa agamyam, we can say, or manasam vachasam agamyam, as in Kamakoti. So both are same. Manasa vachasa agamyam is what I have learned. So manasa vachasa agamyam. If we say manasam, I think in the shloka I chanted as manasam. If we say manasam, then we have to have vachasam. So manasa vachasa agamyam vacho vibhanti nikila yadanugrahena yat neti neti vachanair nigama avochan. So avocham tam, that we can split as avochan and tam. So avochan tam deva devam ajam achyutam ahur agriyam. So pratar bhajami, I do bhajanam. Bhajanam is possible only when mind is completely convinced of the truth. That means I am doing, or I have done, I am doing, or I have completed, or I am doing, you can say whichever way. So I am doing mananam, I am doing logical analysis and asserting as to why to remember Brahman. Manasa vachasa agamyam, that which is beyond words and mind, words and thought. So that is that which is beyond words and thoughts. Vacho vibhanti. Vacho vibhanti, vacha, vachaha, or words shine, nikila. So nikila vacho, nikila means all words shine, yad anugrahena, by whose anugraham, by whose grace, by whose presence, and yat neti neti vachanair nigama avochan, nigama. Nigama means scriptures, scriptures, yat, whom, explain or describe, avochan, describe or explain whom, vachanaihi, through words of neti neti. So that which is explained or described by the scriptures through the words of neti neti, tam, that deva devam, that god of all gods, which is ajam, which is unborn, achyutam, without any change, immutable, and agriyam ahuhu, which is ahuhu, called or termed as ajam, achyutam and agriyam. Agriyam means very first, ajam, ajam means without any birth, achyutam means immutable or without any change. So this is the direct meaning of this particular shloka. So pratar bhajami, so analysis, the first analysis or first thing we need to remember, logical analysis with respect to Brahman or the samsphurada atma tattvam, is that it cannot be known through words or thought. So manovacham agochara, So there are many, many Shruti Vakyam, like many, lot of Upanishads, many Upanishads speak about this, this particular Yatra eto vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha naiva vacha na manasa praptum shakyo na chakshusha. There are many Shruti Vakyam, Kato Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, many Upanishads speak about this particular aspect of Brahman, that Brahman cannot be illumined, cannot be defined through words or thoughts. And why is it that Brahman cannot be illumined by words and thoughts? Because Brahman is that source which illumines words and thoughts. So as Kathaka Upanishad says, yad vacha vacha anabhyudyatam yena vag abhyudate tadeva brahmatvam viddhi na idam yadidam upasate. That which illumines words cannot be illumined by words. Know that alone to be Brahman, not what people explain as this. When somebody says that this is Brahman, can immediately negate it, because Brahman is that pal, we can only explain it as asti iti bruvato anyatra tat katam upalabhyate. That which exists as asti asti or some spuranam, that is the only way of explaining Brahman. Because words cannot illumine, words themselves are illumined by Brahman. We cannot show light to sun, because sun is that entity which gives us light. So sun is the source of light, we cannot illumine sun. So light or the tube or lamp in our house can illumine objects of the house. It cannot illumine sun, because sun is the primary source of energy, primary source of electricity and light. Therefore, everything else cannot illumine the sun. So the source cannot be illumined, or the cause cannot be illumined by the effect, because the effect itself is illumined by the cause. Effect is given existence by the cause. Therefore, the effect cannot illumine the cause. A pot cannot give existence to mud, because pot itself is created out of mud. Pot itself is illumined by mud. Therefore, pot cannot illumine mud. Only mud can illumine pot. So, sun can illumine all everything in the world, but all lights of the world cannot be illumined. Cannot illumine the sun, because sun is the illuminator of all objects of the world. So this is the concept, this is the reason why words, thoughts, all those yan manasana praptum shakyo yena ahur manomatam tadeva tvam brahma viddhi na idam yadidam upasate. So Keno Upanishad, in the very first chapter, 6th to 11th shloka or something like that, 5-6 shlokas, it speaks about the mind, the words, indriyas, etc. cannot illumine the Atman, because they themselves are illumined by the Atman. So there is a very beautiful song of Amma. Kadinnu kadai manasin manasai kanninnu kannai vilasunnorame. Kadinnu kadai, you are the ear of the ear. Kadinnu kadai manasin manasai, you are the mind of the mind. Kanninnu kanna, you are the eye of the eye. Vilasunnu ramme, you shine, O mother. Prananu pranan neethanneyallo, jeevannu jeevan ninnunmayallo. Prananu pranan, you are the prana of prana. You are the light behind the prana. Neethanneyallo, jeevannu jeevan ninnunmai allo, jivas, jiva is you alone. That means you are the kudasta which illumines the jiva. Atma vinatma valakal kurai vidya amridatin amridayorami amridatma mutte ananda satte shri mahamaye. Forgot the word. So Atma, Vinatma. So you are the Atma of Atma. That means you are the Atma in everything. Whatever we see, you are the Atma. And you are Valagalkur Adi. That means you are the base, foundation of everything. Vidyamritatin, Vidyamritam. Amritam of Vidya, Vidyamritam. The sacred knowledge of Jnanam. The Atma Jnanam, for that Amritam, you are the Amritam, you are the essence. You are the basis, you are the life of all scriptures, living embodiment of scriptures, and everything is you alone. So that it's a very beautiful song. If you can, if any of you can look into it, you can look into the song. Just the, not the, you don't need to understand or sing it, but you can just read the meaning. It's a very beautiful, it is the same concept that Keno Upanishad says. So why is Brahman beyond words and thoughts? It is beyond words and thoughts because it is that which illumines everything. As we discussed earlier, Satchidanandam, it is Chit, Chit or Bodham. That which is Bodham, that which is Bodham illumines not only itself, it illumines everything. As long as I have consciousness, I am conscious, everything is there. If I am not conscious, there is nothing at all. So it is consciousness which gives light to everything, including sense organs, including the sense organs or the sukshma sharira sense organs along with the antakarana. So everything is illumined by this. So that is the source of everything. So what is the purpose of knowing that Brahman is the source? So in the previous shloka, Shankara spoke about nacha bhuta sangaha. So if somebody thinks bhuta sangaha is only pancha bhutas, that means grass alone. So here Shankara is telling that Brahman is not different from just gross objects. It is different from even subtle objects. That means Brahman is distinct or different from everything that is, that can be termed as idam, that can be termed as this, iti or this, whatever we can say, that is not Brahman. So this is the way of logical analysis. Logical analysis is, we already have heard about Brahman, Shravanam, that Brahman is the Samsphurad Atma Tattvam, and it is not anything else, it is not Namarupam. Why isn't it Namarupam? The analysis is that, why is it Samsphurad Atma Tattvam? There can be no question or no doubt regarding that, because it is that Atman, Atma is that which illumines everything. Yeah, Shankara in his Kathopanishad Bhashyam gives a Purana quotation about Atma. Yaccha apnoti yadadarte yaccha atti vishyani ha yachasya santato bhava tasmad atmeti kirtyate. So if somebody thinks that this word of Atma or Brahman, Atman or Brahman is something that is falsified or just given, just termed by Sanskrit knowledge, Sanskrit grammar, it is not that way. It has a meaning behind it. Yachcha apnoti, with like everything is attained or achieved. We achieve or we attain everything because of the Atman. If words and thoughts are illumined by the Atman, it is through words, it is through the mind that we attain things. So that means everything is attained by the Atman. So yachcha apnoti yada adatte, with which we grasp things, with which we hold on to things or seek things, yada adatte yachcha atti vishayaniha, we just not only we attain things or hold things, we enjoy things as well with respect to the Atman, because of the Atman. That means everything, irrespective of whether it is seeking things, seeing things or attaining things or enjoying. So that means just desiring is first step, attaining is second step, enjoying, which Vedanta calls as priyam, like the three levels of three levels or three types of anandam or bliss. So priyam, modam and pramodam or amodam. So priyam means when you just see an object, the happiness you get by seeing an object. Modam means when you catch hold of the object And pramodam or amodam is when you really enjoy the object. So you see an object, you see laddu, that is priyam. You have laddu in your hand or in your house, that is modam. When you eat it, that is pramodam or amodam. So whether it is desiring entity or attaining an object or enjoying, everything happens because of the Atman. Yet anugrahena nikila vacho vibhanti. It is not vak or it's not just the karma indriyas, but everything happens because of the Atman. Is it just that if everything happens because of the Atman, is the Atman really associated or attached to the actions? That is what that's what Shankara in his quotation says. No, it doesn't end there. Yachcha asya santato bhavah. Asya here means the jagat. So yasya jagatah santato bhavah. Santatam. Santatah means existence. So because of whom the world exists, tasmad atme iti kirtyate. Because of all these reasons, it is called the Atma. So Atma, or when Vedanta uses the word Atma, or Anandam, or Brahman, it's not something which is just spoken. So Turiya word means, what does it mean? Yat swapna jagara sushuptam avaiti nityam. That which knows, that which is beyond all this, that is the word meaning of Turiya. So everything in Sanskrit has a meaning behind it. So it's not something which is falsified or which is just created for fun sake or just to term things. So Atma is something which illumines everything, which gives existence to everything. So that is how the logical analysis should be. When we analyze, when we through logic analyze that everything is illumined by the Atman, there itself it comes. There itself we know as to what is real and what is not real. That which illumines everything, that which is the source behind everything, that has to be real because the other thing is dependent on the independent entity. Brahman or the Atman is independent. Oh, Atman is not independent. It is always illumining things. That's not real. That's where we have the Sushupti Avastha, where we have just the Atman existing by itself when nothing else exists. If somebody doubts, oh, there is something as well, the world still exists. Something like that. Brother Nika Upanishad says that Natutta Dvitiyam Asti, there is no Dvitiyam there. Therefore, that means there is nothing apart from the Atman. So when the world doesn't exist, Atman exists, that means it is independent. Atman is independent, the entire world is dependent. So that is the logical analysis. The logical analysis is not just saying that Brahman is Sachit Sugam, Brahman is not the entire world, but as to how Brahman is real, Brahman is Sachit, Brahman is Anandam, whereas the world is not, because Brahman is independent, the world is dependent. We of course have a lot of experiences with respect to dependencies. When we depend on something, it will ultimately take us to a state of sorrow. Dependencies with respect to the world will lead us to trouble, as Amma says. When we depend on external entities, then they are temporary. Therefore, one or the other day it will let us go, it will fail us. Therefore, we have to depend on the real entity. So that also means that external or dependencies will cause sorrow, whereas independent state, the state of independent existence, will give us anandam. So this is the logical analysis or mananam to do, that the world is mithya whereas Brahman is satyam, because the world is dependent, the world is illumined by Brahman, and the entire world is dependent on Brahman, whereas Brahman is independent. Brahman can exist even when the world doesn't exist. This is what Bhagavatam says as Anvaya Vitireka Yukti. Anvayam means when Brahman is there, the world is there. Vitirekam means when Brahman is not there, if consciousness is not there, the world is not there. Is there a state without consciousness? It is a simple analysis. That said, we can clearly imagine that state of no consciousness state is not there, but still we can imagine if consciousness is not there, the entire world will not be there. It is very clear. And even when the world is not there, Brahman is there. That is an we can add that as well. Auxiliary statement we can say. So Brahman is real, whereas the world is unreal, because the world is dependent on Brahman. The world is illumined by Brahman. Therefore, the world is unreal and Brahman is real. So that is the logical analysis. So merely analyzing as to what is Nityam and what is Anityam is not enough. If we remember Shankara's or Vedantic Sadhana Chatushtayam, Nitya Anitya Vastu Vivekam, what is Nityam, what is Anityam is not enough. We have to have Vairagyam, we have to have attachment to Brahman and detachment towards the entire world, or indifferent state towards the entire world, which is possible. Yat neti neti vachanair nigama avochan. That is possible. The scriptures give us the way, or the next step after this logical analysis. Very next step is, if we know, if we are clear as to what is real and what is not real, then we have to negate what is not real so that real exists. Oh, why do we have to negate what is not real? Can't we directly accept what is real? That is not possible, because the real cannot be attained, real cannot be grasped. We only learn now manasa vachasa agamyam. It is beyond mind and words. That means we cannot attain or achieve it. The only way to achieve it is negate everything else, then it will remain behind. And this is required. Negation is compulsory also, because we have association or mixing of the Atman or the I or the existence with Namarupam. So neti neti, not this, not this. Negate the Sukshma Sharira, negate the Stula Sharira, negate Namarupam completely. When we negate Namarupam completely by asserting, since we have already done the logical analysis that the world is dependent, the world is unreal, so it is easy to negate it. We have to negate the world because it is dependent, because it is unreal. When there are a lot of dependencies in something, we will say, like there are many situations when we will say that there are so much dependencies, I don't want to get into this. I don't want to get there. I don't want to get into such a situation because there are a lot of dependencies. So wherever dependency is there, we will try to negate it. So negate Namarupam. When we negate Namarupam, what will remain behind? Tam Deva Devam, the God of Gods. So what is God of Gods? Vanasa Vachasam Agamyam or Vacho Vibhanti Nikila Yadanugrihena. It is the God of all gods. All gods or all devatas who rule the various sense organs, the mind, etc. It is the God of all gods. It is the Supreme Light. God or Devam, Devam word meaning something which is bright, is called Deva. Devatas have sattvic qualities. They have sattva guna, which means they are bright. Sattva guna is prakasham, prakashakaram anamayam. That's what Sankhya Karika defines sattva as. So prakasham, sattva means prakasham, and Deva Deva means it is the light of life. It is prakashas, prakashayoho prakasham. So it is the prakasham, or the light of all lights, because it illumines everything. So it is Deva Devam, and it is Ajam. So negation is done, and asserting is, it is Deva Devam, it is the light of all lights, it is independent again. And Ajam, it is without any birth and death, which means it is without any change, which also means that it is not Anityam. Since it is not Anityam, it is not Asukam. So it is Nityam, which means it is Sukam, it is Anandam, and Agriyam, it is the first thing. So when we have many things, when we have like second, third, fourth, and different duality, then we have first, second, third, and all. And this is the first thing. It is the very first thing. The first Adi Purushaha is what in many of the in 15th chapter of Gita as well, the Adi comes. If I am right, 8th chapter also speaks about Adi Purusha. So Adi, it is the first thing. Adi Matvatva. Mandukya Upanishad also says. So Adi means it is the very first thing, that means it is it's the same as Sadeva Saumya Idam Agre Asir Ekameva Advitiyam. It is the first thing, that means it is real. So it is first, since it is first, it is also Ajam, it is also Achyutam, which also mean that it is Anandam, and that Anandam I Bhajami, I always remember. So Shravanam is just knowing Brahman's qualities as to why we should seek Brahman, what are the proofs of Brahman. Mananam is negating Namarupam, because Namarupam is Mithya. How is Namarupam Mithya? Namarupam is Mithya because Namarupam is dependent. Namarupam is illumined by Brahman. Namarupam cannot illumine Brahman. Brahman alone illumines Namarupam. Therefore, Namarupam is Mithya. Brahman is real. Brahman is real because it is Agriyam. It is the first thing. Brahman is, since it is Agriyam, it is Ajam as well and Achyutam. Therefore, it is Satyam. Therefore, it is Chit. It is Chit because it illumines everything else, and it is Anandam because of the aforesaid reason. So that is how we have to do Bhajanam or Bhajami. I do Bhajanam. I sing the praise of that Brahman, or I do Mananam. So the next shloka speaks about Namami or Namaskaram, which is the final step of Nididhyasanam. So Nididhyasanam means there is no logic. So logic, the first shloka doesn't really have any logic, though Yukti, it has to, since it is Shravanam, it has to be proved through Shruti, Yukti and Anubhavam. But the way to do Mananam, once we know about Brahman, then the way to do Mananam is to negate Namarupam by terming it that it is dependent, it is unreal because it is dependent, and concentrating on the independent Brahman. So Namami or Namaskaram, I completely surrender, that is Nididhyasanam or contemplating on Brahman, which will directly give us Moksha or Anandam. So this particular shloka is set in the raga Hamsanandi. Pratar namami tamasa paramarkavarnam Purnam sanatana padam purushottamakyam Yasmin nidam jagadashesham asheshamurtau Rajvambujangamaiva pratibhasitam vai. So pratar namami tamasa param arkavarnam. Tamasaha param arkavarnam purnam sanatana padam Purushottamakyam Yasmin idam jagat Ashesham Asheshamurthau Rajvam Bhujangama Iva Pratibhasitam Vai. So Pratar Namami, I Namaskaram, I completely surrender myself to that truth in the morning. At the morning time, I completely surrender. To what truth? Tamasa paramarkavarnam. That which is paramarkavarnam, which is like the supreme light or supreme sunlight. Supreme light which is beyond darkness. So which is like light color, means which is very attractive. So light color has been used in many Upanishads. Ishavasya Upanishad also speaks about Hiranmayena Patrena in one way, but and Hiranyavarnam Harinim is how the Durga Suktam starts. So Hiranyam means like it is very attractive. It is so attractive. It is a real attraction. So we can say the sense objects or the world also is like Hiranyam. That's why Hiranyagarbha it's called. And the Hiranyagarbha is the person from whom the world comes. So we can call the world also Hiranyam. When we say the world is Hiranyam, it is a sense of distraction. When we say Brahman is Hiranyam, that means really we are seeking Brahman. knowingly or unknowingly we are seeking Brahman, and it is tamasaparam. Tamasaparam, param means beyond, tamas means darkness. So it is beyond tamas, and arkavarnam, it is golden in color. That means it is true. Two meanings we can say, we can take. One is that it is true light, or the light of all lights, like Deva Devam, as in the previous shloka. And two is that it is very attractive, golden in color. It is Purnam, it is complete in all aspects. It is Purnam with respect to Desha Kala Vishayam. It is Purnam with respect to everything. It is complete in all aspects. That is why it is Sachidanandam. It is complete in all aspects because it is Agriyam. It is the first entity. That means everything else is an illusion in it. So it is Purnam. And Sanatana Padam, it is that goal, Sanatana goal, eternal goal. The goal of eternal goal is always there. We fail to understand. Most of the seekers fail to apprehend it. Most of non-seekers also fail to apprehend it. But it is the eternal goal. The goal which is eternal, which is Nityam, which is always there. And Shankara says, okay, if you think that this is what I am telling, then it is called Purushottam Akhyam. Akhyam means known. Purushottama is Uttama Purusha. We know that Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, speaks about the truth as Uttama Purusha. So it is the Uttama Purusha, it is known as Uttama Purusha. It is Tamasaha Param, it is untainted by ignorance, by darkness. It is golden, very attractive. It is Purnam and Sanatana Padam. And what about the world then? I have to contemplate on Aham Brahmasmi, but what about the world? How should I contemplate on the world? You have already negated the world, you don't need to contemplate. But still I do experience the world. So I have to contemplate as to how the world is with respect to Brahman. So Yasmin, in whom Idam Jagat, this Jagat, Yasmin, in whom this world, Ashesham, Ashesham means completely, the entire world is completely, or the wholly or fully the world, Ashesha Murtav. So Ashesha Murtav, Ashesha Murtav means in this, again, Ashesham means like whole form, we can say. Whole form in the sense, this is the same meaning as Purnam. So in this whole form, so though the entire world is a form of Brahman, it is a whole form because it is in fact one with the formless Brahman. Temporarily, it seems to have a form. So even as the water seen in desert is fully desert in form, that way of telling. So the Jagat, or the world, entire world, the world as a whole or fully is in the full form of Brahman. And how is it in, how can it be fully in Brahman? Cannot be fully in Brahman, cannot be fully in full Brahman unless the world is an illusion. Only in an illusion something fully pervades the effect that is seen. So either cause-effect philosophy or nama-rupam, which is also a form of mithya. So unless it is an illusion, the substratum cannot fully pervade the illusion. And the illusion cannot be fully in the full form. Therefore, Rajvam Bhujangama Iva. So Rajvam means in the rope. Bhujangama means snake, Iva, like. So even as the snake is fully present in the full form of rope. Full form of rope is snake, what is seen. The snake that is seen is the full form of rope. The world is fully pervaded with Brahman. Janmadhyasya yataha. The world is fully pervaded by Brahman. This is what Narayana Suktam also says, that internally and externally, antar bahishchatat sarvam vyapin Narayana stitaha. Pervading inside and outside, Narayana is situated or present. So the full form of world, full form of Brahman. In the full form of Brahman, the world is completely present. Entire world is present, even as the entire snake is present fully. Or entire world is the same as full world fully. It's two different ways of telling. So world is completely or fully there in Brahman, even as the snake is fully there in the rope. Pratibhasitam, pratibhasitam. Vai, vai means verily, definitely. Pratibhasitam shines. So this world shines. Idam jagat pratibhasitam. So pratibhasitam also Shankara is using a very good word here. It's not something vibhanti, vacho vibhanti. It's a different pratibhasitam means it is a pratibhasam. Pratibhasam means kind of reflection or temporary existence. So the world temporarily exists in Brahman. So the way to do contemplation, the way to do nididhyasanam is that Brahman is beyond everything, beyond tamas. It is beyond tamas. It is so attractive. Why is it beyond tamas? Why is it so attractive? Because it is Purnam and Sanatana Padam. It is Purnam, that is one word that is more than enough to remember or understand Brahman. Everything, all other meanings, all other interpretations of Brahman gets encompassed in this one word of Purnam. That's why Purnamada Purnamidam is used in many places. Many people chant at the end or the beginning this particular shloka because this Dhyana Shloka of Purnamada Purnamidam, because it is very important. So Purnam, Brahman is Purnam, that is how we have to remember Brahman. Brahman is Purnam. Okay, Brahman is Purnam. What about the world? The world is only an illusion in Brahman. So negate Namarupam. Once we negate Namarupam, we know that Namarupam is Mithya. If Namarupam is Mithya, then how can we see Namarupam? Namarupam is fully Brahman alone. That means it is Brahman alone. So first we learn about Nitya and Anitya, and through Mananam we negate Anityam and concentrate or get to Nityam. Once we come to Nityam, then we realize that Anityam is also Nityam. Anitya Vastu is something which cannot exist. Even as a variable is a constant, whether we accept it or not, there is nothing called X, there is nothing called a variable. It is only constant. Similarly, in Nididhyasanam, once Mananam is done, then we have to say that everything is Brahman. How is everything Brahman? When somebody asks, then we have to say that everything essentially is Brahman. Everything is Namarupam in Brahman, so it is essentially Brahman. That's why Amma directly takes us to the Nididhyasanam level by telling that, see everything as Brahman, see everything as one entity. I see myself in everything. Amma implements it. Amma doesn't just speak, she practices it and then speaks, rather than us, we speak and not practice. So Amma does practice, implementation, and then speak about it. So if somebody asks, we can say it that way. The only problem with directly trying to do Nididhyasanam without understanding as to why everything is Brahman is that then we will start using false logic. We will start using, oh, there is surrender, but there is still fear in the world. Fear is always there at the Vyavaharika level. Vyavaharika level, fear is inevitable. But inside, in the mind, fear can be removed. So whatever is there in the mind cannot be mixed with whatever is experienced in the world. At the Paramarthika level, it is Abhayam. At the Vyavaharika level, there cannot be Abhayam, because there is Dvaitam. As long as Dvaitam is there, there will be Bhayam, there cannot be Abhayam. But internally, we can tune in ourselves to the Paramarthikam, whereas externally, we can never tune into the Paramarthikam. So many people ask the doubt, oh, I have learned all this, but how will be the experience of Brahman? I heard, like I have read that Ramakrishna Paramahamsa says, and Vivekananda experienced that everything became Brahman. I read Kanchi Abhinava Vidyatirtha Swamigal's book. There he says that he first saw Devi, Devi's form, and then everything vanished and everything became Brahman. He could see everything as one entity. How is it that I can see it? So know for sure that you cannot have such a vision. As long as the world is there, you can never have such a vision. Such a vision of Krishna present in each and every form is impossible. A vision of formless Brahman present in the form objects is impossible. That can never happen. So what this means is that internally in the mind, everything becomes one. Everything is seen as one. So we should never try to mix Vyavaharikam with Paramarthikam. We will be the losers. We will start judging people. We will start accusing people, which may not affect the other person, which will affect us. Because the more and more accusation we do, we are creating more and more sins at the karma level. We will get affected by it. Rather than that, a sadhaka will never, ever, he will mix vyavaharikam, external appearances, with internal assertion. So internally assert everything is Brahman. Externally do whatever is required. Externally, things can never be Brahman. When it is said that everything is Brahman, Sarvam Brahmamayam, we can never get that vision externally. It is just a process or a way of seeing oneness in the mind. So I remember long ago, my father had got a Bhagavad Gita book from Gita Press. So there was a beautiful photo in there for the very beautiful shloka in the 5th chapter of Gita, which says, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Shunijaiva Shvapakecha Panditaha Samadarshinaha. So a Panditaha, or wise people who have realized Brahman, Samadarshinaha, who see oneness everywhere, they Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane, in a Brahmin who has Vidya and Vinayam, and Shuni, like Vidya Vinay Sampanne Brahmane Gavi, in a cow, Hastini, in a elephant, Shuni, in a dog, and a dog eater, he sees Brahman. So there was a beautiful photo given there in which all these forms were there. A Brahmin, a cow, a dog eater, a dog, and then inside, in the heart, or that wherever we find the heart, physically heart, there the form of Krishna was given there. So it was a very beautiful photo. It's still in my mind now, even now. So it's a beautiful picturization where it clearly shows that externally things will still be there. Namarupam will still be there. At the Vyavaharika level, Namarupam will be there. At the Paramarthika level, Namarupam doesn't even exist to negate. So negation is only because the mind is tuned to the Vyavaharikam rather than the Paramarthikam. So the mind has to shift. Mind has to have a filter. We can consider it like a step up or step down transformer, wherein we transform ourselves internally in the mind to Brahman. Whenever externally it comes, it step down to Vyavaharikam, internally step up to Brahman. Oh, there cannot be a step up and step down transformer together. Okay, this is just a way of explanation. It's only an analogy. We cannot go literally by whatever is said. So that is what is to be really done. Internally, tune the mind to Paramarthikam. Externally, everything will be the same. So that's where Amma says that externally, everything will remain the same. The sun, the moon, the world, everything will be the same. But just our vision of everything changes. It is our vision that changes, not the world. So any moment a sadhaka tries to judge others, complain about others, change his environment, it will never lead him to the goal, because it is not the environment that is faulty, it is our mind that is faulty. That's also the reason why Amma says that Ishvara's creation is only fully blissful. So a person who just listens to Amma's words might think, oh, Amma is saying something new. But if we ask Amma, Amma will say that she is speaking whatever the scriptures say. You can find in Panchadashi Vidyaranya dealing this particular topic in the 4th chapter of Panchadashi, that Ishvara's creation doesn't have any problem in it. It is blissful. How can it not be blissful? Because Ishvara's creation is out of Ishvara. Ishvara himself is Brahman. That means he is blissful. So the question of sadistic Ishvara will come if Ishvara's creation is sorrowful. Then Ishvara's creation is not sorrowful. It is our perception of Ishvara's creation which is sadistic in nature. So as Amma says, that it is our vision that has to be changed. Oh, if Ishvara's vision is not sorrowful, then why am I seeing it sorrowful? That is because of our mental problem. Oh, it's not only me, it's my friends also have the same vision. But then we do have Mahatmas like Amma, Ramana Maharshi and others who see only bliss everywhere. So that means there is something wrong. So as Amma says, if we have an open mind, if we try to see things in the right perspective with an open mind, we'll see that the entire world is in fact Brahman. That is what is real contemplation. So whenever we listen or read about somebody seeing the world as Brahman, You can just understand that you can never see Brahman in the world. It is only in the mind that we see everything essentially as Brahman. That is what is the vision. It is not seeing the Nama Rupam as Brahman, which is impossible, which cannot really be done. Somebody says that, you can openly say, openly in your mind, you don't need to negate it. You can just in your mind think that, oh, this person is, what he is saying is internal vision. In his mind, he sees everything as Brahman. That means wherever he is, wherever he is going, whatever he is doing, he'll be happy. That is the state that Amma or Balakrishna Nair are in, because whatever they do, wherever they do, they'll be still be happy. So vannikkunnorkum ninnikkunnorkum annyarella amma karuma makkal. So for Amma, people who prostrate, people who curse, both are dear children. And Ammavai paarkka pogalam, in that song Amma says that everybody, medaigalkum bhedaigalkum bhedamilla jagadamba. Amma doesn't differentiate between medai, a person who is learned and a person who is not learned, and a person who is poor and who is rich. Everybody is the same. We may think that, oh, Amma is talking quite a lot with this person. If only I could talk a lot with Amma. You don't need to talk at all, because vacho vibhanti nikila yad anugrahena, which walk you cannot reach the truth. How can you reach the truth? How can you impress Amma? By surrender. You just need to have the heart. You just need to open your heart, and then Brahman will automatically shine, which means Amma will shine, which means she is in fact one with us, which means her presence, her bliss is emanating around us. So that is what is really required. Amma doesn't differentiate between everyone, though externally it may appear that way, because externally things will remain the same, Namarupam will be there. Internally, everything will be seen as Brahman. So contemplation, the way of contemplating or namami is remembering that Brahman is Purnam, concentrating on Purna Brahman, which is the entire world, not as Namarupam, but essentially. So the stages we can say is that a person sees snake in the rope. When he sees snake in the rope, then the first thing is Shravanam. First thing is Maranam. He remembers. He remembers what somebody else told him. He remembers what his friend who walked through the same path yesterday told him. That at night I was walking, I saw a snake in the rope, but when I went near, I realized that it was only a rope. So the person remembers, oh, this snake is not real, it's only rope. It's rope what is there, it is not snake. Similarly, so that is the first step. The second step is, okay, I remember somebody telling, so Shravanam, therefore there is no snake, there is only rope. And the second step is analyzing means going near, trying to think, if this is a snake, what would have happened? If this is a snake, it would have come near me, it would have moved, it would have bit me, but it didn't do it. That means it is not a snake. The third step is going near and realizing that it is only a rope. Similarly, the first step is smarami, wherein we realize as to what is to be achieved in life, which is anandam, which is samsphurada atma tattvam, which is in our heart, which is Brahman, and which is sachit sukham, and which is proved through shruti yukti and anubhavam. And then the second step is logically asserting by negating Namarupam. Namarupam is mithya because it is dependent, whereas Brahman is independent and that which illumines everything. That is the second way. And then the third thing is Nididhyasanam. Once Mananam is done, Nididhyasanam, that Brahman is Purnam, and in which the entire world, Sarvam Brahmamayam, the entire world is an illusion in Brahman. So if we directly concentrate on the entire world to be Brahman, we can misunderstand it. We can misunderstand and then we can twist scriptural statements. So when it comes to Vedanta, when it comes to Amma, oh, it is Namarupam. I have to negate Namarupam. Therefore, I want to get attached to Amma. And when it comes to our parents, oh, this, like Namar, everything is Brahman. my parents are Brahman, therefore I'll get attached to them. So that will be the wrong interpretation, or which will lead to wrong implementation, which will lead us away from the truth. So we have to do Shravanam, and Mananam is very important. With Mananam comes strong intellectual conviction. With that strong intellectual conviction, trying to constantly abide in it by remembering Purnam Brahman in which Jagat Ashesham Ashesham Murthav, in which the entire world is there. That means internally negating everything automatically, whenever from internally everything is Brahman, externally Namarupam, let Namarupam be there. I am not bothered about Namarupam. I have vasanas, I have this, I have that, everything is fine. Internally, externally I'll do actions as per my vasanas, I'll scold people, I'll get angry, I'll get attached, I'll cry, I'll do whatever I want. Internally, I'll always contemplate on Brahman because I have surrendered, I have done namaskaram to Brahman. That will in fact give us anandam. That will directly give us moksha, or the goal of Vedanta, which is abiding in Brahman, or as Shankara says, Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva. And Krishna, the best way that Krishna defines is Kama Krodha Vyuktanam Yatinam Yatachetasam Abito Brahma Nirvanam Vartate Viditatmana. For a person who is devoid of Kama Krodham in his mind because he is concentrating on Brahman, Vidita Atmana, for such a person who has known the Atman, Abito Brahma Nirvanam Vartate. Abitaha, surrounding him, Brahma Nirvanam Anandam Vartate. Anandam resides. Anandam is present surrounding the person. And the other way of telling is prasade sarva dukkhanam hanihi ragadvesha vyuktaistu vishyanindriyehi charan atmavashyir vidheyatma prasadam adigacchati. Person who is devoid of ragadvesham, he focuses on the Atman internally, focuses on the Atman, not externally. If Amma is externally focusing on the Atman, she cannot do these actions. If Balakrishna Nair is externally focusing on the Atman, he cannot even speak. Therefore, internally focusing on the Atman, such a person, prasadam, he attains a prasadam. What is the prasadam? Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanihi. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanihi. Sarva dukkhanam hanihi. Hanihi, destruction of all sorrow. So one way is destruction of all sorrow, the other way is anandam. Anandam dances around such a person, which means such a person, it doesn't matter whether others are getting anandam out of the person because there is no others there, because he knows that everything is Brahman, everything is an illusion in Brahman, which I am. So that means it doesn't matter whether others are happy, others are blissful or not, I will be blissful. That is the state which a person will be taken to by practicing whatever Shankara says in the Pratasmarana Stotram. So first shloka is Smaranam, second is Bhajanam, third is Namaskaram, which is equivalent of Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam, but with respect to Upasana, with respect to practice. And then this can be sung not only just because it says it is Pratasmarana Stotram, it doesn't mean we have to chant it only during the daytime. It means anytime we want, we really seek moksha, that means we are waking up, that moment, any such moment, we can chant it. Any such moment when we chant, or if we chant, we will be benefited by the goal, by moksha or anandam as sachit sukham, is the nature of that which we are prostrating, that which we do bhajanam, that which we smaranam, or we remember. Therefore, that is the goal to be achieved through this particular work. So we have one Mangala shloka alone, which we'll continue later. Namaskar.